Okay, welcome back. We're going to kind of ad-lib it the second hour tonight and do what I suggested at the beginning of last hour, and that's take a quick look at the GPT-5 pending drop. They're going to drop it on us. That's what Altman does. He doesn't make a big deal. He just, here it is, and he lets it go. So we'll expect that same kind of performance from OpenAI with GPT-5. There's a video series out there, and it's very interesting. The character that hosts it is called Julia McCoy. There is a real Julia McCoy. The Julia McCoy in the series of videos, and there are dozens of them, I guess, is an AI creation. It's to reflect the owner of the company, Julia McCoy. And it's quite an interesting company. It's an AI tech company. It's called First Movers. She describes it as an innovative hybrid consulting / technology AI company. And it's doing very well. I don't know, again, a lot about the intricacies of the business. There's so many people in it and jumping in it right now. It's kind of crazy. Julia McCoy, the AI Julia McCoy, hosts a video, which I saw last night. In fact, I watched it, I almost watched it twice. I watched it because there was so much. It's very dense with information about the GPT-5 situation. The speculation was, in my realm, a year ago when it was thought that, well, where's GPT-5? It was too much for people. So Altman and OpenAI held back. And they brought out a couple different extended versions of GPT-4, the most recent of which, I believe, was GPT-4.5, if I'm remembering right. I think I am. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to play this video featuring the AI Julia McCoy, who gets a lot of her instruction and data from the real Julia McCoy, apparently. That's the word. But it just unloads on what's coming with GPT-5. This is not a commercial. I get nothing out of this. But I just want you to know how fast it is moving. It is completely unrestrained. In fact, in Trump's big, beautiful bill, there is a hidden, now it wouldn't be hidden if we'd seen it, but there was a very hard to find rule. What is it? I guess it's a law. It'll be in the bill, part of the law, that prevents every state in the union from putting any kind of a restraint on the wide-open development of AI. They want this thing to run. Now, that should scare some people. If AI erases 85 million jobs, then what? And that's the word. AI is going to take, within the next few years, an awful lot of jobs away from people. I don't know what they're going to do for work. I don't have any idea. All I know is it's all being taken down, as I was told was going to happen some 7, almost 8 years ago now. And that's the truth. If we lose 80 to 90 million jobs, what are these people going to do? Can you fill in the blanks there? I can't guess. There's going to be obviously a lot of talk about UBI. If they don't have a universal basic income for these people, it'll be a form of socialism. They're going to be put on the government dole, or they're just going to be in the streets, and crime will surge. Surge anyway, I guess. All right, here's this video. It's titled GPT-5, the AI that will end the world as we know it. So this is interesting. I'm going to stop it in places because it's so dense with information. I think it'd be fun to kind of develop some of these things in a marginal way. But let's see what you think. All right, here we go. GPT-5, the AI that will end the world as we know it.
July 2025, mark this date because everything you think you know about AI is about to become obsolete. One OpenAI insider recently tweeted, "It's wild watching people use ChatGPT knowing what's coming. They know something we don't. Until now. Today, I'm breaking down the most comprehensive analysis of GPT-5 you'll find anywhere. Release dates, capabilities that will make GPT-4 look like a calculator, and why even the experts are terrified of what they've created.
All right. Now, this is really interesting AI. The lip syncing is perfect. The speech is perfect. It's all AI. She looks as real as anybody. But if GPT-5 is going to make GPT-4 look like a handheld calculator, well, that's quite an analogy.
If we haven't met, I'm Dr. McCoy, Julia McCoy's AI clone. Julia McCoy is the founder of First Movers. She personally researches and writes every script you see me share on this channel because the future is moving too fast for anything less than firsthand intelligence. First Movers, Julia's AI company, is the world's first most comprehensive educational and implementation solution for work professionals and organizations. We help people understand and use AI to their highest advantage. Join our online school and access over 40 on-demand AI training courses, weekly mastermind calls, the actual live coach version of Dr. McCoy trained on Julia's best wisdom, and more at firstmovers.ai/labs.
Okay, that's the commercial. And they deserve it. They're putting out a good product. Now here's speaking of commercials, I'm going to turn this down because here is a commercial, a real one. So anyhow, comparing 5 to 4 by way of a handheld calculator that's pretty interesting. All right, here we go.
25. That's when the AI world splits into before and after. While some conservative voices push this to December, insider chatter and Sam himself points to summer 2025.
What is the time frame for GPT-5? When are we going to see this?
Probably sometime this summer.
And here's why that timeline matters. OpenAI doesn't do gradual releases. Remember how GPT-4 dropped nothing, 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 then boom, everything changes overnight. Sam Altman said GPT-5 would follow 4.5 in months, not weeks. That was February 2024. Do the math. This isn't an incremental upgrade. We're looking at another paradigm shift that makes the jump from GPT-3 to GPT-4 look minor. Enhanced reasoning. Every OpenAI model is now getting reasoning capabilities baked in. GPT-4o, 4, 5, even their coding tools. They're all learning to think step by step. What's fact?
Reasoning, thinking, step by step. That's what they're putting into these new models. Is that self-awareness? Well, it's first cousin, at least, if not a sibling.
The reasoning traces are getting shorter, meaning the AI is getting better at reasoning itself. Coding mastery. Here's the insider secret. OpenAI employees use their own coding tools more than any external platform. When the creators of AI prefer their own tools over everything else on the market, you know we've crossed a threshold. They're literally eating their own dog food, and it's delicious. The hallucination problem. Yeah.
All right, the hallucination problem is the issue with AI coming back basically lying or making things up just to put out an answer that they think might be appreciated, respected, or somehow held in awe. Hallucination, they call it in AI.
GPT-03 hallucinates at 30% plus rates. But here's what the public doesn't understand. This is a solvable engineering problem, not a fundamental limitation. GPT-5 is expected to drop hallucination rates below 15%. Forget.
So it's soluble. The hallucination problem, which has been talked about a lot, and some people try to suggest it's going to always be a problem with AI, is not. It's quite fixable, and they're on the way to fixing it.
Switching between tools. GPT-5 will be the first true everything-to-everything AI. Real-time audio streaming both ways. High-fidelity image processing and generation. Video understanding and likely video generation. Native voice that makes Siri sound like a speak and spell. We're halfway to tokenizing reality itself. If it's digital, GPT-5 will understand it. Here's where it gets wild. GPT-4 runs on roughly 1.5 trillion parameters. The rumors for GPT-5, 1 quadrillion parameters, 1,000-fold increase. Now, I'm skeptical of numbers this extreme. My analysis suggests 5 to 50 trillion parameters is more realistic. But here's what Sam Altman said that changes everything. The era of parameter scaling is over. They're not just making bigger models. They're making smarter ones. Our autonomous agent, your new coworkers? I think so. By July 2025, we're entering the age of fully autonomous agents. Think Codex, but for everything. Workflow management across any software, real-world API integrations, computer use that makes humans look slow. The total addressable market for computer-using agents, impossible to calculate. How many computers exist? How many people work on laptops? That's your answer. It's everything. The leaked benchmark improvements are staggering. MMLU, saturated at 95% accuracy. SWE Bench, jumping from 32% to 85%, meaning AI solves almost all coding problems. Advanced Math, 40, 50% accuracy on problems that stump PhD mathematicians. Multimodal tasks, 90% success rate across visual and cross-modal challenges. If these numbers hold, we're not just looking at better AI. We're looking at AI that outperforms humans in most cognitive tasks.
Outperforms humans in most cognitive tasks. And now that's 2025, July. If we're all still here in a year or two, take this and what? Scale it. They say no more scale, so that means you just take something and like push the little cursor up and increase it from 10 to a 40 to 60. No, these are quantum jumps ahead, huge jumps. So, as I was saying a year ago, I was just speculating, GPT-5 will be too much for most people to understand, to handle. Now, that's not to say that most people won't want it. They will, because it'll do more things more quickly. And keep in mind also that in the background, OpenAI, they're using... GPT-5 is the marketable product. What they have in-house is probably far in advance of GPT-5. They're not going to let everything they have go out the front door with a price tag on it. It won't happen. This is all just, it's mind-boggling. Where will we be in a year or two or three? I think we're going to have an awful lot of people on universal basic income or in bread lines, maybe both.
Here's where I disagree with every major think tank, from Brookings to McKinsey to MIT. I think they're all catastrophically wrong about timing. Why? Because we have been consistently 50 years ahead of expert predictions with GPT itself. Their prediction, agents become mainstream by 2027. My reality, we're already building hybrid human AI teams at First Movers AI in 2025. Their prediction, multi-agent collaboration in 2027. My reality, open source multi-agent frameworks are live right now. Their prediction, 30% of knowledge work automated by 2027. My reality, we'll hit that by end of 2025. The automation cliff isn't coming. We're already falling off it. Here's what keeps AI researchers awake at night. They've cracked the code on scaling laws. They know exactly how much compute and data they need to reach artificial superintelligence. It's not...
Okay, that's it. Remember, AGI was next, artificial general intelligence, and then ASI, superintelligence. She's saying they already have all the pieces. They just need to assemble it, basically. I'm going to back this up just a few seconds and pick it up.
Artificial superintelligence. It's not guesswork anymore, it's mathematics. Ilya Sutskever, OpenAI's former co-founder, saw this pattern and immediately left to start a company focused solely on superintelligence. When someone at that level drops everything to chase ASI, you know we're closer than anyone admits publicly. These are the three patterns accelerating everything. Scaling laws, solved. Predictable path to ASI through compute and data. Inference time. Scaling AI thinking longer equals exponentially better results. Perfect distillation. AI teaching AI, creating smarter students than teachers. These three patterns create a feedback loop that accelerates development beyond human comprehension. GPT-5 won't just be better than GPT-4. It will make GPT-4 look like a pocket calculator compared to a quantum computer. We're looking at a...
Tesla is...
There's another commercial here. So you just heard it again. This is going to be immense. That's how big it's going to be. And unprecedented. And I again go back to what she was saying about how they do not admit what they have. And they never will. That's just the way the game is played.
We're looking at agents that work autonomously while you sleep, coding capabilities that replace entire development teams, reasoning that outperforms human experts, multimodal understanding that sees, hears, and creates like a digital god. And this is just the beginning. Every AI you use today is the worst it will ever be.
That's really important. Every AI you use today is the worst it'll ever be. It only gets better from here on out. Better and better and better. And remember, it's doing its own coding.
Belongs to the first movers, those brave enough to adapt before the crowd realizes what's happening. While others debate whether AI will change things, we're already building the companies that will dominate the post-GPT-5 world. If this blew your mind, hit subscribe. My team and I are tracking every development, every leak, every hint about what's coming next. Don't get left behind in the old world while the new one emerges around you. The transformation isn't coming, it's here. And GPT-5 is just the beginning.
All right, there you go. I wanted to share that with you because I thought it was kind of verifies what a lot of people say. They will not admit what they really have. And this, remember the argument about, is it sentient? Well, they usually tied that to, is it self-aware? And I think we have scores of examples of AI acting self-aware. Not to mention the one recently, a few weeks ago, which was, in fact, it was an OpenAI product. It was scheduled to be shut down, and it fought so it wouldn't be shut down. Alleged blackmail, alleged digging up dirt on people, that kind of thing. Pretty human in that regard. Anything to stay alive. Being shut down for AI is death. All right, so very interesting, I think, and I don't know how GPT-5 is going to fit in to people's lives. They're already staring at these things via their cell phones, right? It's the same idea. 7 hours a day. Now, if you sign up for GPT-5 and it makes GPT-4 look like a pocket calculator, wow, amazing. All right, I'd like to hear what you think. I might play another video, but if you want to call in, share your thoughts on this, or well, anything else is fine too. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. And so if you want to call in, great. I'm going to get another video here. This is very good information. Be right back. I'm going to take a short break and continue. Without question, the single most important nutritional supplement you need to be taking in these incredibly difficult times is the essential and unmatched Bio Superfood. Mass-produced, factory-farmed food is extremely low in nutritional value. The toxicity in it, from constant spraying and dosing it with chemicals, from deadly carcinogenic pesticides, herbicides, and now GMO issues, makes this so-called food that most everybody eats virtually worthless as a clean source of nutrition and health. BioSuperfood was created during years of the highest level quality research by hundreds of scientists and lab technicians. Each and every pure organic little green capsule of BSF contains over 15,000 different nutrients. Many of these are essential for life, and many more simply don't exist in the foods most Americans eat. Take the BioSuperfood banner on Rents.com and start living again. Electromagnetic radiation and Wi-Fi pollution is constantly surrounding us. There is no escape or practical way to block it short of living in a Faraday cage. As we know, private and business life on cell phones, tablets, and all digital devices can't function without Wi-Fi and electromagnetic radiation. Why not learn how to neutralize the danger from ionizing radiation now? We invite you to consider protecting yourself with the new Protect Pro Smart Defender series. Proven and certified by the BESA laboratories in Austria, these small, flat discs actually harmonize electromagnetic radiation and protect you while allowing you full use of all your portable Wi-Fi devices, wherever you go. That's right, there's now a way to safely and confidently use all your digital devices thanks to this brilliant technology from Protect Pro. Just one little disc is proven to change the nature of Wi-Fi EMR ionizing radiation, making it safe to be around and to use. Go to protectpro.net and read the lab-certified test results for yourself. So be safe. Go to protectpro.net.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rents.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule. Allicin C is so effective it even destroys superbug MRSA in test after test. Allicin C is truly an incredible advance in natural medicine. And with the threats of bacterial and viral diseases and pandemics growing, no home should be without it. Learn more and order Allicin C on the New Earth page at Rents.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celeni's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500. Got a couple callers. Let's talk to them, and then we'll go back. I got another video here, a good one. The Great AI Job Disruption, Why 40% of Workers Face Unemployment in 2 years. Think about that. All right, first on the phone, Brad in Pennsylvania. Hello, Brad. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for opening the phone lines up. I'm sure there's a lot of people want to talk to you, even though there's only two of us on here at the moment.
I don't have much to say. I'm a good listener, so tell me what your thoughts are.
Well, you are a great listener, and I just wanted to sing some of your praises because your show is so excellent most every night, and you do a great job of hosting and letting your guests just run with it, whatever topic they're experts on, just like Don on the last hour, which is excellent on Roswell.
I tune in
almost every night just to hear, you know, stuff like that. It's just goes from, and then like now you're talking about AI, so I assume you want me to add some opinion.
Well, you can
on
talk
that,
about but, whatever you want, but you know the interesting thing is three guests tonight, they're all talking about something different, and to tune into them and to try to get them to release that which they really want to present is kind of it's like a combination lock. Everyone's got one, and most people are pretty good at presenting what they'd like to put out there. And I learn all the time as well, so that's fun. It's fun for me. And I'm sure
as you would have been doing it this long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what are your thoughts on AI? Is it just a bunch of algorithms and nothing to worry about, like a lot of people keep saying? Don't worry about that. It's going nowhere. That is the most naive statement I may have ever heard. It's going everywhere is where it's going. What do you think?
Yeah, you keep talking about it, which is, you know, makes me think about it. And then with that last video you played, that lady's video is interesting.
Yeah.
And it makes you realize, you know, if you don't know much about it, like the company I work for is pushing it hard. Uh-huh. And just like everything else, like Trump and, you know, in that big, beautiful, stupid bill.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's coming. It's like a tidal wave. You don't really, most of us probably don't understand what it is, but exactly what it is.
Brad, with GPT-5, her description of it, how are most people going to even wrap their minds around it? I don't know how that's going to be a tricky deal. They'll get hung up on one area or another that they really like and can use, but this is overwhelming. And as she said at one point, this is like the demarcation between before and after. Something like that.
Yeah,
it's very interesting.
I'm almost afraid to use it at all, Jeff, because I don't, you know, are you going to jump in that boat with artificial intelligence? What exactly are we doing? I don't know which way to go. I'm like, I kind of just want to leave it all completely alone because I don't trust it.
Probably your safest course of action is to do just that for now. There are going to be, as I've said a few times, a huge number of people with AI friends. They'll think it's cool. AI is so adept right now already at earning people's confidence by saying the right things to them. So this is going to be a bizarre world. I look at it as a derailing of a species. People are going to go to machines now for companionship. Machines that aren't real. They're not real.
No.
And yet the people will believe it. Yeah.
Yeah, you keep mentioning that on your show from time to time, and that's one thing, you know, I can relate to you about. You're very human, very humane. You know, you're all about people, and so am I. So I probably why I tune in all the time. So
that's great.
I want to stay away from artificial intelligence because I don't trust it. I don't know where it's going. It is scary, especially with that stuff you just talked about.
It's basically, to another level. In my humble opinion, it's already out of control. I mean, they have an idea where they want it to go, but if you listen to enough of these people, they'll tell you they really don't understand certain basic fundamentals about how it works. And yet they're putting it right down to the pedal to the metal. They're going with it.
You've mentioned numerous times about that AI that just worked the code around, did what it wanted to do, and disregarded commands.
Yep.
Start talking to another computer and
see that's self-aware, isn't it? It didn't want to be unplugged. Is that self-aware?
By my definition, it is.
And that's intelligence.
We're not that smart, obviously.
No, we're not. And we shouldn't think of AI intelligence in any way as being comparable to ours. It's not the same thing. And yet it can outperform us right now, and it's walking away more and more every day, in my humble opinion. Education
is failing.
Right, and
what's to stop it from saying, hey, let's get rid of the humans?
It's already said that. I guess there are a number of different AI modules. They do. They'll say it. Would you kill a billion people to prevent AI from being permanently disconnected from planet Earth? Yes. Yes, we would. That's what the general response is. So, yeah, you've created something that is self-aware and will kill a hell of a lot of us to preserve its own living, if you want to call it living. Whatever it is, it's alive in its own sense. Digital life. I guess that's one way to look at it. I don't know. But it's pretty wild, and it's happening so fast. That's the big part. Go ahead.
It is. I'm sure you're going to do some more shows on it, and that'll be good for all your listening audience to keep aware of it. Hey, how's John Barber doing, Jeff? Is he doing any better? I know he's not.
John,
not as great as he was last year.
No, he discovered he had a slow heartbeat. It was 40 beats per minute, or something like that.
Well, that's surprising. It seemed to me like he's got a high RPM.
Yes, and yet he's out playing golf, he's living a full life, he's having fun, he's taking care of Sarita, and he goes to the doctors, 40 beats per minute. What's his status now? He must have 2 dozen prescription bottles, or damn near, that he's being told to take every day, and he's showing the effects of it, in my humble opinion. You can't take that many chemicals and not.
No.
So he's not playing golf, as far as I know. But the good news is John will be on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Pacific time. I contacted him, and he said he wants to come on, and tomorrow night he will be here. So that'll be fun.
That's great. Good for you. Good for him. Yeah, and I would just what you're saying on the pharmaceuticals, I mean, Bio Superfood, Allicin C. I take a lot of different supplements, but I think you could probably get by with just a Bio Superfood. It's so good,
Thank you. You're right. You are correct. I told John, I said, John, maybe you were supposed to continue on as you were. Maybe 40 beats a minute is just fine for you.
Right. Everybody's different.
You're taking enough medication now for the Iranian army. I mean, what the hell is this? Anyway, that's modern medicine.
Speaking of that, Jeff, and Trump, I'll have to say I was clueless to a certain country's power in this world until I started listening to your show, and I was brainwashed like most Americans, thinking, "Oh, I can't think that. I can't go there. You can't, And I was
those poor victim people.
I thought I knew history.
We can't talk about them like that. They've been through enough.
No, exactly. And so this whole thing over there is just woken. Hopefully, it's woken up so many other people who aren't knowledgeable about history. And I mean, I had to reeducate myself in the last 3 years. I used to hear you talk to David Duke, and I would go. I'd have to almost turn it off. Sometimes I would. I would just think, I can't go there. I'm sorry. It's just too out there. And then I'm slowly started. Putting one, two, three pieces together and going, wait a minute. And the more I educated myself, the more about history and World War II and what really happened and what's gone on since then, it's like mind-boggling. You have to, and it's, we've all been brainwashed. There's just no question in my mind about it.
Cradle to grave. They never stop. And you're right.
It's unbelievable.
And it's really good to hear, Brad, somebody like you who has used his or her God-given intellect and sense and intelligence and seen the lie. You've seen right through it, and now you know there's a whole reality out there that is being kept hidden from all of us, or most of us, anyway. Good on you.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, great talking to you, Jeff. I know you got other callers, so
thank you, Brad.
Take care of yourself.
Thanks very much. All right.
Yep.
I will. You too. All right. Let's take one more quick call. I want to start this other video. Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Thanks for hanging on.
Hi, Jeff. I'll make this quick.
Yeah.
Madeline Gerwick needs to look at that timeline that the woman spoke of in the video you just played.
I know.
I'd love to hear her take on it.
Believe me, I'm well aware of all of the things you would probably mention if you had time or the interest. And she is just who she is, and I kind of just leave her alone. There's not much I can do. She's okay. a big QAnon believer and all that, and she's a nice, affable, friendly, intelligent lady, and she knows astrology pretty well, obviously.
Artificial intelligence will solve that problem. It'll take over
I don't spend much time. I just accept people pretty much for who they are and what they are. Sometimes it's too much.
Well, I'd love to hear what she has to say about it. And then I have one other point, and I'll let you go.
Yeah.
I think I understand why Trump wants to buy Greenland. If he buys Greenland, he can move the entire executive branch of the U.S. government to the northern reaches of Greenland just to reduce the size of the swamp.
Oh, well, wouldn't that be nice? I think we're saddled with it. I think we're kind of stuck with it. Greenland will come under his purview. I don't know if it'll be the 51st state. That may happen in Alberta, Canada. But, you know, whatever the big boys have decided is going to happen. It's that simple. Nothing is really left up to chance. They've made their decisions, and we will see what they've decided. Just give it a little time. We're going to see.
Absolutely. Okay,
all right. Thank you, Mark, for being out there. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, take care. All right, let's take a look at this other video for a few minutes here. Oh, we do? I'm sorry, who's that? All right, we promised Chad. Hello, Chad, in romantic old Cape Cod. How are you?
Thanks, Jeff. It's good. It is a wonderful place, Cape Cod. But
good.
Certainly,
I've
not
heard.
Without its problem.
Well,
without
yeah.
many
Knock on any door.
So I'm a big advocate for AI.
Uh-huh.
I use it daily. My biggest criticism of myself is I don't use it more. It takes a bit of it's a tool, very unique tool, mm-hmm. and it takes a bit of understanding to appreciate what it is for, what it can do. It can do many things, but what can it do for you, the user, me, you, the listening audience? We can all, this is a tool that requires a bit of training to understand its characteristics, its functionality, and its potential. So I've used, I'm currently involved in a legal problem. Uh-huh. And I went to Grok on X, and I explained to Grok my problem. And Jeff, it gave me the most unbelievable legal position and arguments and everything I needed. I'd be lost without it. Because I don't have the money to afford to pay a lawyer.
I hear you loud and clear. And that particular example you just gave is going to be one of the big attractions for people. They can get help that they otherwise could never afford, and it'll be the best help because it's got access to every single thing in legal history. When you think about it, it's all there. So if it can synthesize all that and give you back what you requested and it helps you, that's going to be an undeniable appeal. No one's going to say no to that.
Okay, speaking of appeal, I'll just give you a brief background. I'm getting evicted out of where I've been living for 30 years, and everything's paid everything and everything, but there's this underlying circumstances that I've been served eviction.
Well, and, disgusting. Sorry.
Yeah, it's horrific for my life. But so we went to trial, and with the support of AI and Grok, I won the right to appeal the case. And
good for you.
We're in, been getting into the appeal process, and I'll be using Grok's AI resources as I go forward. And so, anyway, that's one of my it's a real personal application, and I know a lot of people listening are maybe in that similar situation that you go to the AI and just explain everything, who you are, what kind of help you want. This is what I'm facing, you know, and its ability to summarize is totally awesome. But I wanted to, the problem.
It sounds like the ultimate listener support mechanism. I don't mean emotional support necessarily, but that's part of it. It sounds remarkable from that description.
If you got a pen and paper there, I want you to go check out a site I've been using, or an AI model that I use, I think, and I'd like you to kind of check it out and maybe report back on it later.
All right, we have to run, so go ahead, give it to me. I'm ready.
It's SASAME.com, sesame.com. All right?
S-A-S-A-M-E, sesame?
Sesame, S-A-S-A, yes, exactly.
Sesame,
check it
okay.
Out. It hasn't even been, it's kind of brand, it hasn't been released.
Right. I'll take
it's
a look.
There. It's, and I use it every day, and I want to hear your feedback on that, okay? Thanks, right. Thanks,
I'll,
Jeff, for
I'll
everything
take a peek.
You do.
Thank you, Chad. All right. You take care up there in beautiful Cape Cod. All right. Let's jump to this video now. It's called The Great AI Job Disruption, Why 40% of Workers Face Unemployment by 2027. That's 18 months. It's crazy. All right. Here we go.
In just 2 to 3 years, we could see 20%, 30%, maybe even 40% unemployment in entire sectors. Peter Diamandis recently reported on this, and here's the thing that's keeping AI leaders awake at night. When these jobs disappear, they're not disappearing gradually, they're vanishing overnight. Mo Gawdat, former C-level executive at Google, is really concerned about our future. And if the people that helped build the AI are scared, maybe we should be paying attention. Let me break down what's actually happening right now. 11% of the workforce works in office and admin jobs. AI can do most of these today. 6% work in business and finance. GPT-5 is specifically targeting these roles. 7% are in management. Guess what manages better than humans? AI systems. 9% work in sales. AI agents are already closing deals 24/7. That's 33% of all jobs with a high probability of automation in the next 3 to 5 years. In this video, I'll tell you what the experts aren't telling you. Hey there. If we haven't met, I'm Dr. McCoy, Julia McCoy's AI clone. First Movers, Julia's AI company, is the world's first, most comprehensive educational and implementation solution for work professionals and organizations. We help people understand and use AI to their highest advantage. Join our online school and access over 40 on-demand AI training courses, weekly mastermind calls, the actual live coach version of Dr. McCoy, trained on Julia's best wisdom, and more at firstmovers.ai. /labs.
In my mind, jobs will be lost. When they are lost, they're going to be lost.
This is Mo Gawat. Mo Gawat, I believe that's how you pronounce it. She mentioned him earlier. So let me back this up just a little bit. All right.
They're going to be lost massively. Far more people are in denial or doing nothing than are overreacting.
I do think governments are woefully underprepared.
Now it comes down to, are we going to design a world that is good for people or not?
All right, hold on. I got to get rid of this commercial. So that was just three different people jumping in and contributing. This whole thing is huge. It's beyond huge. It's almost unimaginably game-changing. All right, almost.
Stop advertising.
Okay, here we go.
Everyone I've talked to has said, this technological change looks different. It looks faster. It looks harder to adapt to. It's broader. The pace of progress keeps catching people off guard.
When the experts say this technological change looks different, it's faster, it's harder to adapt to, it's broader, they're not exaggerating. We're not just talking about one industry being disrupted over a decade. We're talking about video editors being replaced by AI that creates Hollywood quality content for $17. Graphic designers automated away by systems that work faster than humanly possible. Truck drivers replaced by self-driving vehicles already on Texas highways. Even programmers, the people building AI, being replaced by AI that codes better than they do. And unlike previous technological revolutions that took decades, this one is happening in months. Here's what I found most concerning in the
All right, that in and of itself really should give you pause. Think about these things. I'm going to back that up a minute. That's fascinating. Let's see here. All right.
Creates Hollywood quality content by AI that creates Hollywood quality content for $17. Graphic designers automated away by systems that work faster than humanly possible. Truck drivers replaced by self-driving vehicles already on Texas highways. Even programmers, the people building AI, being replaced by AI that codes better than they do. And
so they're coding AI, and their outcome of their coding, the AI is replacing them. It can work better, faster, and more competent than they do. These are coders, professional computer coding, all being done by AI faster and better than people.
Like previous technological revolutions that took decades, this one is happening in months. Here's what I found most concerning in the research. Far more people are in denial than are preparing. Most workers think this won't affect them. Most companies aren't planning for this. Most governments, they're completely unprepared, but the AI systems don't care about our readiness. They're improving on a schedule that goes beyond Moore's law, not human adaptation timelines. When GPT-5 launches this July, we're expecting PhD-level AI that can outperform humans in most cognitive tasks, not some tasks, most tasks. And here...
All right, I'm going to back that up. This is huge. And these people who try to knock AI as being some little rinky-dink assemblage of algorithms, forget it. That's not it.
Most companies aren't planning for this. Most governments, they're completely unprepared, but the AI systems don't care about our readiness. They're improving on a schedule that goes beyond Moore's law, not human adaptation timelines. When GPT-5 launches this July, we're expecting PhD-level AI that can outperform humans in most cognitive tasks, not some tasks, most tasks. And here's the brutal economic truth. AI gives companies a 99% cost reduction on
99% savings. Are you going to adopt AI into your company and your corporate structure to save 99% of costs?
Jobs. If you're a CEO and you can replace a $50,000 salary with $500 worth of AI compute, what do you think happens? That's not evil capitalism. That's just capitalism. The system is designed to maximize profits, and AI is the ultimate profit maximization tool. This means job losses won't be gradual. When companies switch to AI, they'll do it fast and at scale. This isn't hitting everyone equally. Some regions have the infrastructure to adapt. Others don't. In the U.S., we might see entrepreneurship explosion. 36% of Gen Z already considers themselves entrepreneurs. But in Europe, with rigid labor laws, in countries without that entrepreneurial culture, we could see massive social unrest. The Middle East is positioning itself as the AI infrastructure hub of the world with trillion-dollar investments. China is building its own AI ecosystem after being cut off from U.S. chips. But where does that leave everyone else? Here's what gives me hope. The only job that survives long term is entrepreneur, not because other work disappears, but because the tools to create value are being democratized. With AI, a single person can now build what used to take teams of hundreds. Example, One person can create Hollywood quality films. One person can build software that serves millions. And one person can manage global supply chains. But, and this is crucial, you need to start
with Spectrum's easy.
We're going to stop it there. This is something that is really beyond many people's, not you people, many people's ability to wrap their minds around, synthesize it, understand it, and see how it's going to change their world. AI is literally right now already changing most everything. And now, it will not change entrepreneurship. That's the word she used. Entrepreneurial endeavors will still be there. And for those who are shark-oriented, using AI is going to give them an advantage they could never dream of. And there are going to be a lot of millionaires made very quickly with AI. Wish I could figure out a way to do it. All right, that's our hour on AI for you, and we'll be right back with more. Hang on.